of our growth plan. What our growth plan is focused on is helping people with energy bills, getting business moving, and we're here at this fantastic new development in Birmingham, creating jobs for the future. That's what the plan is about. It was becoming a distraction, so that's why we immediately changed that policy. And that's the kind of government we are. We do respond when there are concerns, and we act quickly.
Viewers will have heard you not answer the question about whether you trust your Chancellor, given the scale of the mistake that you say he made. Are you sure you don't want to say you trust your Chancellor?
I work very, very closely with my Chancellor. We're very focused on getting the economy growing. And that's what people in Britain want. We're facing difficult economic times. We're seeing rising interest rates around the world, very serious issues with energy prices and inflation. And we've acted decisively. If you remember, people were facing energy bills of up to £6,000. We put in place the energy price guarantee. The average household won't have to pay more than around £2,500. And what we're focused on is getting on with the job.
Okay, viewers will note that you still haven't said you trust your Chancellor. Next thing, all over conference here, it says, in Liz we trust. But why should viewers, why should people at home trust you to deliver what you say you're going to do? Look at your agenda, benefit uprating, planning regulations, environmental changes, childcare regulations. Your MPs have shown they can stop you doing things, and they say that they're going to stop those things as well. How on earth can you deliver your agenda now?
Well, look at what we've already delivered. We've already delivered the energy price guarantee from the 1st of October, making sure people aren't facing these huge bills going into winter. We've already delivered on reduced stamp duty, helping homeowners. We've already delivered on keeping corporation tax low so we can bring in investment into fantastic cities like Birmingham. And we will continue to deliver. It's vitally important that we grow the economy. That's what's going to help people get on in life, help people with those high-wage jobs that we need to succeed as a country.
Do you welcome Penny Mordaunt this morning making clear her views about what should happen to benefits rising in line with inflation? Are you listening to Penny?
Well, on the subject of benefits, you know, we have not yet made that decision. And of course, there will be discussions about the way forward on commitments like benefits, on how we deal with future budgets. But I'm very clear that going into this winter, we do need to help the most vulnerable, in addition to the energy price guarantee. We've also made sure the most vulnerable households have an extra £1,200. And this government will always help people get on in life whilst making sure the most vulnerable are protected.
Do you welcome the Leader of the Commons making public her views on this matter?
Well, as I've said, no decision has been made yet on that issue. And I look forward to having those discussions.
You're facing a second massive cost of living crisis, which is the one on mortgages. People are facing a doubling of the amount that they've got to pay every month now. Now, you clearly thought, because of your energy price plan, that people couldn't afford an extra £1,000 a year on their energy bill. What makes you think people can afford hundreds of pounds a month on their mortgages, and can they expect help?
Look, I understand people are worried about the cost of living. They're worried about inflation. That's why we have acted decisively on the energy price guarantee. We're also doing what we can to help homeowners through stamp duty reductions.
Prime Minister, you've been in power for 28 days, but 10 of those politics was paused. In 18 days then, you announced £45 billion of tax cuts without setting a fiscal framework. It precipitated a £65 billion emergency bond buy-in programme by the Bank of England to protect pension funds. The pound tanked. 1,000 mortgage deals withdrawn from the markets as interest rates expectations spiked. You established a 33-point lead for Labour in the polls, and now the lady not for turning has announced a massive U-turn on a policy. This is surely the worst start of any Prime Minister.
Well, let's remember what we were facing 4 weeks ago.
But do you accept that it's been a bad start?
We were facing families having energy bills of up to £6,000. We were facing inflation that could have been 5% higher as a result of those energy prices. And we were facing a global economic slowdown. And what we have done as a government is acted decisively. We've acted to put in place the energy price guarantee, which has already come in. It means that families, typical family, won't be paying more than around £2,500.
Prime Minister, my question, and we've covered a lot of this on Sky News. My question was, do you accept you've had a rocky start?
Well, what I am saying is that we have acted decisively in the face of very, very difficult international circumstances where Putin has been perpetrating the war in Ukraine that has caused
an energy price. Let me put it another way. I'm going to have to, because I haven't got very long and I've got so many questions for you. Let me put it another way. Do you think your personal authority has been enhanced or reduced in your short time in office?
What I have done is I have delivered in very difficult circumstances for the British people. People were worried that they would struggle with fuel bills this winter.
Rising mortgage rates.
People were worried, if you remember, that they would be struggling with their energy bills, that businesses would go out of business. We have dealt with that issue. We had to act quickly.
Already been done. The so-called mini budget a week and a half ago crashed the markets and has resulted in not just higher borrowing costs for government, but also higher mortgage rates for everybody else. People are incredibly worried as they come to the end of fixed rate mortgage deals, or if they're trying to get on the housing ladder for the first time, of how they're going to afford it. And that is the responsibility, and it's down to the mini budget from the Prime Minister and the Chancellor. So much damage has already been done.
Do you give them any marks for showing that they can adapt?
Well, the mini budget showed what their instincts were. Their instincts were to cut taxes for the wealthiest in society, paid for by borrowing, which in the end, current and future taxpayers will have to pay for. It was obvious they weren't going to get this through the House of Commons. They were forced into this screeching U-turn. But so much damage has already been done with higher government borrowing costs and huge worries for people about how they're going to afford their mortgages.
Do you think this will do anything to calm the markets?
Well, we haven't seen anything like that so far. Borrowing costs for government, borrowing costs for people with mortgages remain at incredibly high levels. They leaped when the Chancellor made his statement to Parliament. They increased again the following Monday when he doubled down on it. And as I say, for people who are coming to the end of fixed-term mortgage deals, find that they're now going to be paying hundreds of pounds more a month. And for those people who are trying to get onto the housing ladder, but then found that mortgage products have been withdrawn, the damage was done when the Chancellor got up and made a fiscal statement without any type of independent forecast, with huge amounts of borrowing to pay for tax cuts for those who are already wealthy.
Do you think they'll be able to hold the line now of not having an OBR forecast until the end of November?
I wrote to the Chancellor yesterday and said that when the OBR give the Prime Minister and the Chancellor their forecast this Friday, that should be available to everybody else as well. We should have got the OBR forecast when the Chancellor delivered his fiscal statement. One of the reasons why the markets then became so volatile was because that failure to produce a forecast, along with the sacking of the permanent secretary at the Treasury, along with the undermining of the Bank of England, all of these things undermine confidence that investors who saw Britain as a safe place, a reliable place to invest. The Prime Minister and the Chancellor are doing so much damage to our country's reputation.
And what the Prime Minister and the Chancellor are saying on that is that a full OBR forecast won't be ready until that point.
The OBR have said that they had a forecast ready for when the Chancellor did his fiscal statement a week and a half ago. We can't afford to wait until the 23rd of November, which is what the Prime Minister and Chancellor currently say. When the OBR present their forecast this Friday to the Prime Minister and the Chancellor, that should also be presented to Parliament and should be presented to the British people. It is wrong that the Chancellor did a fiscal statement without any sort of independent forecast. We need that forecast to understand the scale of the government borrowing, the impact on the government finances, and the impact on inflation and economic growth too.
Do you think they'll have to end up also uprating universal credit in line with inflation?
Well, the idea that the government can afford to give tax cuts to the wealthiest but not uprate benefits in line with inflation, I think is grotesque. And there are many people who are saying that the government need to rethink this one as well. The Prime Minister yesterday refused to say whether people who with disabilities, people on universal credit, will see their benefits go up in line with inflation next year. That uncertainty for people who are already seeing huge increases in their energy prices, in the weekly food shop, it's a time of huge anxiety, and yet the government seem to think that cutting taxes for people who are already on big salaries or businesses who are already making big profits, that seems to be their priority, this idea of trickle-down economics, which has failed in the past and will fail again. The government don't just need to reverse the budget. They need to rethink their whole idea of trickle-down economics, which is causing huge anxiety and has sent the markets into a panic.
Kwasi Kwarteng has said that his approach is to stay calm. Do you think there is a way now, there is a route, if they announce the supply side reforms, if they publish the OBR forecast, that they can start to turn things around?
Well, all of the volatility and the crashing of financial markets was because of a fiscal statement that didn't apply any of the normal rules. There should have been an independent forecast along with that. And that lack of a forecast, after undermining the Bank of England, after sacking the respected permanent secretary of the Treasury, gave out a signal that Britain was no longer a safe place to invest. And that's why the Chancellor needs to publish that independent Office of Budget Responsibility forecast so that we can all assess the impact of the tax and spending measures announced in the fiscal statement a week and a half ago. There really is no time to waste. We've already seen, because of the Chancellor and the Prime Minister, a big spike in borrowing costs for people with mortgages and for businesses with business loans. The government now needs to get a grip. They should reverse their budget, recall Parliament to do so, and rethink their whole approach, which is doing such damage to ordinary working people and businesses across our country.
Smiling through the storm, the Prime Minister putting on a brave face after a forced policy U-turn. The Chancellor slow to approach the lectern to explain away a budget reversal that came quicker than anyone expected.
What a day. It has been tough, but we need to focus on the job in hand.
delivering an economic plan to a room in a conference which at times felt flat, defending his tax cuts and still a sense of determination.
We are aiming for 2.5% annual trend growth. We've done it before and we can do it again. We will show that our plan is sound, that it is credible, and that it will increase growth. That is our pledge to the people of this country.
But policies to achieve that already marred in controversy. This, a Chancellor feeling the heat.
I know the plan put forward only 10 days ago has caused a little turbulence. I get it. We are listening and have listened.
Listening, but pressing on too.
We will get Britain moving. We will deliver lower taxes for you and your family, and we will grow our economy. I know we can achieve that goal. With grit, with drive, and with determination, we can meet the challenges of this new era.
A thumbs up from his cabinet, but is it enough?
The room applauding the Chancellor, but behind the scenes, this is a politician in trouble after he was forced to abolish his plan.
Was it a mistake to introduce the top rate of tax?
I think what we saw from the Chancellor just then was a plan for growth that will get our country moving, increase wages, create new jobs, and ultimately fund public services. It was a positive, optimistic vision for our country that we can all get behind.
But it wasn't what he said inside the hall that mattered the most to many here, but what came earlier. A massive U-turn made not out of choice, but necessity.
It's a recognition of political reality. The overwhelming reaction had been unsympathetic, and governments have to deal with political reality, that governments can't march into too strong a headwind, ultimately.
Opposition from the party within cabinet and the public, blowing this PM and conference off course. But the change in direction, a turn taken well.
I think it's good news. I think it's what the people wanted.
If you're in a hole, stop digging.
I'm disappointed that we've had to do this because we shouldn't have got here in the first place.
If you're going to U-turn, you should U-turn quickly. And I think we're in a much better place now than we were 24 hours ago.
Mr. Gove, would you just indulge me for a second? You must be 24 hours ago, it was this man calling on the government to make the reversal. No escaping the impact former cabinet ministers can have. Clubbing together to make a change.
So I think in government and in political life, it's one thing to say, I'm tough, the lady's not to the turning, as Thatcher once said, and those sort of things. It's another thing to understand that you must take the country with you, and of course, critically, in the case of politicians, you must take your own side with you.
Taking the country with you, important always in politics, and particularly here in the Chancellor's own constituency.
It's just a U-turn, I suppose, that makes them look better, but it's not going to help people like us.
It shows that they don't really know where to go.
I think it's good that they're reversing it, but at the same time, they shouldn't have had to be put under pressure in order to do it.
I think he's got egg on his face now, and I don't think there's any coming back from that.
A Chancellor who insists his is a credible economic plan, but who's fast losing credibility, trying to bridge divides with the public and his party. But is there any way back? Beth Rigby, Sky News in Birmingham.